So learning to use Zoom for worship is a new set of skills. And you might recall when we started, we couldn't get the sound right, the congregational responses, the singing with instruments, no singing with instruments, getting logged in. It took a little while to do all this, but now we are. We've learned all that, and we're able to do much more than we could. And it brings us great joy to be together every time we come together. It's an excellent, excellent thing. And we'll have greater joy in the future when we're back in our building and streaming over social media at the same time. Of course, that'll be another set of skills, but we'll be able to master that also. And I was reminded of that because of one thing that Jesus said in the gospel reading today that Bobby read just a few minutes ago. It's the very last sentence of the gospel reading. Every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. So what Jesus is saying is that there's things we can learn to do in the kingdom of heaven. We could have been trained in the kingdom of heaven. And leading up to that, what Jesus does here is share a series of parables, one right after another. So he tells them that the kingdom of heaven, all these parables are about the kingdom of heaven. He tells them the kingdom of heaven is like the smallest of seeds that produces the largest of trees. And it is like yeast that leavens the entire amount of flour that's been used. Or like treasure found in a field, or a pearl of great price found by a merchant. Both go out and they sell everything they have so that they gain what they found. And then a great catch of fish from which the good were saved and the bad were discarded. All of this points to the kingdom of God being something God grows among us and within us. Now the crowd here, I was very impressed with this crowd. I don't know about you, but this is an excellent, high-functioning, really intelligent crowd. Because you'll notice Jesus says, after all those parables, he says, "Have you understood all of this?" And they answered, "Yes." Can you imagine that? They all understood all of it. That's an incredibly intelligent group of people, or whatever it is, very advanced. And that brings Jesus to the very next point, the point that he really wants to make. Every scribe who's been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Now, it's very tempting to dismiss this verse and not apply it to ourselves, because we could easily say, "Well, that's great for the scribes, but I'm not a scribe." Not that any of you would have thought of that, but people could think of that. And so the question immediately arises, are we scribes? Well, Paul says that we are living letters from which people can read the gospel through our lives. And in that respect, which is a very profound respect, we are scribes. We write the gospel every day so that others can read it by our lifestyle and our choices and everything we do. So that then brings us right immediately to the point that Jesus is making about being trained in the kingdom. And we can ask ourselves, well, are we trained in the kingdom? How do you become trained in the kingdom? And there's another temptation that comes right away. And the temptation is this, is to think that there are advanced spiritual disciplines and practices that we must learn to say that we are trained in the kingdom. However, once again, I want to point out something that Paul says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit all come from the same source, the Spirit of God. And being trained in the kingdom of God is not a matter of learning advanced spiritual practices or earning a seminary degree or anything like that. It's a matter of receiving from God righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness is the condition given to us by God through faith in Jesus Christ. Peace is the strength in our soul and spirit given to us by God through faith in Jesus Christ. And joy is the overflowing presence of God given to us by God through faith in Jesus Christ. It is the joy that the Lord has that we receive from God. It's not so much our joy in any given circumstance. It's the joy of the Lord with us, which comes from knowing God's presence. Being trained in the kingdom of God is being trained in receiving righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, I don't want to persuade you to forget about advanced Bible study and advanced spiritual practices or anything like that. If you want to do that, I want to encourage you to do that. In fact, think about it. It's a very excellent thing. Just don't confuse that with training in the kingdom of God. That's righteous. That is where you receive righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, Bible study will help you get a hold of that. It'll help you see God and all that, but it really comes down to hearing what God is communicating to you. It's hearing the word of the Lord to you. It is hearing what God is getting across to you. It is hearing what God is communicating in whatever way God is communicating it. It is recognizing, oh, well, that comes from the Lord. And recognizing it and receiving it is what produces within us righteousness, peace, and joy. Picking that up, engaging with what God is saying to you in whatever way, is training in the kingdom of God. You will have then the treasure of the Spirit of God, which Jesus talks about here. Every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasures. It is receiving what God is communicating where you receive these treasures. And you can bring out of those treasures what is new and what is old. That which you've already known in the Lord. Some of you may be even right now be remembering things that the Lord spoke to you, gave you in one way or another, even when you were a small child. And then you might have new things coming to mind even this morning. It is the training in righteousness, the recognizing of God reaching to you, in which you're able to go into those treasures and bring out the new or the old in whatever God is bringing forward, and then they apply to where you are right now. As you receive more and more the joy of the Lord, you'll be offering more and more of that joyful welcome that we give to other people. That'll deepen, that'll enrich. The things that go on in our lives and through our lives will be deepened and enriched all the time. Now, I want to encourage you to be thinking along these lines, to take this to heart in many ways, but this way is in particular, and it's this. Receiving what God gives you is not so much a matter of saying, gosh, I really like that. That's wonderful. I really like that hymn, or I like that song, or I like that message, or I like that, you know, whatever it is. That'd be something that you like, which is great. But God may be communicating something to you which is not that. It could be something else completely. What you want is to be able to grasp what God is communicating to you. Some years ago, Carol and I were at a concert. It was a gospel concert, really well done. And one of the performers was a young boy of about 11, as I recall. And this young man could sing. He could really sing. So he came out and he sang a few pieces. It was just wonderful. And then he started singing How Great Thou Art. And a woman sitting immediately behind us says, she wanted to be under her breath, but it wasn't, said, "Oh, I love that hymn." And then starts singing along with the guy. I wanted to turn around and say, well, you could imagine some things I might have wanted to say, but it was just awful. And she joined in with that because she loves that hymn. Well, you know, I think that that's fine. And in fact, it's great. And recognizing what you love and joining in with what you love is very, very good. I think because that happened with her, she may have missed anything that God would have been communicating to her. Because she was concentrating on what she chose and she liked. And God may have had something completely other than that for her, and it would have been her growth. Now, that's easy for me to do, those kinds of things. I hear something, I say, oh, wow, that's great. I really like that. And I could play it again and again and again. But there comes a time for us to train ourselves to catch what God is communicating to us. And sometimes that means just putting aside what we like or prefer. Or even just putting aside, acknowledging, well, that I really like that. So that you have enough room to receive what God is saying. That is training in the kingdom of heaven. So you could imagine the challenge I wish to leave you with this morning. I may not even have to mention it, but I'm going to anyway. What is God saying to you right now, this morning, at this moment? Is there a memory coming to mind? Is there a feeling coming to mind? Is there a scripture coming to mind? Is there a picture you have in your mind? It could be anything that the Spirit of God is using to communicate to you. If you just take it and receive it and ask God to work whatever the purpose for that is in your life and let that increase, that will result in an increase in righteousness, peace, and joy that you have. Receiving it is growing in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, let's pray. Lord, thank you that you keep reaching out to us and you keep communicating to us. We ask today that we would have ears to hear what you are saying to us. And we ask that we would be trained in that, so that we might grow in it all the days of our life. We ask that for the glory of your name. Amen.